And it's time now for Larry Weber to join us for Weekend Outdoors. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you enjoying the end of the year?
Absolutely wonderful. Snow.
Okay, isn't that terrific? Mm. We have clouds, we have calm, and we have about 25 degrees, and it's been kind of stuck that way for the last couple of days. The forecast is for some more snow to move in tonight, and some of the models are showing as much as 4 inches, so we'll see if we get it. That if 4 inches would be a major snowfall, the way it's been unfolding so far this year. Duluth area has reported a total for the whole month of December of about 7 inches, as opposed to nearly 18 being normal. And for the entire season so far, somewhere around 11 inches, which is almost embarrassing, and I hope not too many people are not listening to that. If you look back on the year, though, you know, we're ending a month, and the month is going to be, again, a month above normal temperature, almost 7 degrees above normal, and much less than normal precipitation, including the snowfall. But if you look back over the whole year, it's really interesting. The first half of the year was not that way at all. The first 6 months, we had a pretty good amount of almost normal precipitation, and 4 of the 6 months were below normal in temperature. 2 of them were equal to normal. So that was the first half of the year, and then along came the second half of the year. And though July and August here at least continued to be wet, I guess you did, you had a pretty dry there, but it continued to be wet. From September on, we've been extremely low in precipitation, only about a third of what we normally get for those months. And the temperatures for all 6 of the months from July on have been above normal. So if you look at the statistics for the overall year and being above normal temperature and far below normal precipitation, that has been determined by the second half of the month. Now, second half of the year. Now, we'll see if that continues to happen. But this is New Year's time, and of course, we always look forward to the new year. There are many who would say that from the nature point of view, 1st of January has nothing to do with the new year. Well, we do have something happening this next week, which I think is a sign of it's a pretty good phenological reason for starting a new year. And that is on Thursday of this next week, that's January 5, we will be at perihelion. Perihelion is the time on which we take our trip around the sun in an elliptical orbit. And there is a time when we're closer to the sun, and there's a time when they're furthest away from the sun. Where perihelion is the time when we're closest to the sun. And it happens in early January this year, January 5. Last year it was January 2. And I think that is a pretty good reason for starting a new year, because we are at a spot that's close. I always tell people it's like going out for a jog. You know, you start at a spot near your house, and you make a loop, and you come back to a spot near your house again. You know, so it's a pretty good reason for starting a new year. The other thing that happens this next week is, for many people, looked forward to, we start having sunrises getting a little bit earlier. Up until this point, the sunrises have continued to get later. We are just a few minutes before 8 o'clock now with sunrise, and that is the latest it is the entire year. And starting in next week also, we will start getting a little bit later. We put those two together, and I think it's a pretty good reason for starting a new year. Now, there are those who would argue with that, but I found that. I also find that once we get to January, you know, just saying the word January in northern Minnesota is enough to kind of give some people a cringe. But I find once we get to January, some interesting other things start to happen. One of them is the bird feeders. I find that you look out at the bird feeders, and you see every day you see the same birds, and you think it's, you know, it's just a, repeat and repeat. Well, there's a lot of dynamics that go on, and if you take a look close enough, you see the numbers will vary with these same species. And then after we get to the first of the year, I find we get others that move in. I rarely see red poles at a bird feeder early in the season, almost never, even in the month of December. But once we get to January, and then last year, the flocks didn't really show up here at our bird feeder until February. And so there's certainly a possibility that all that's going to happen. Now, with the mild conditions we have, a lot of these birds just plain don't need bird feeders and are not coming to it. But I did have the first bird, red pole come to a bird feeder this week. Now, it remains to be seen whether that's going to invite in others. From the forecast, it sounds like not only are we getting a little snow tonight, but we're also supposed to get some really more like January temperatures coming up this next week as well. and maybe that will influence them. Hope you've been noticing the waxing crescent moon that we've been getting. Quite a spectacular moon, and along with that, a couple of what appear to be really bright stars. The one in the west is Venus. Venus is just spectacular right now, and it's going to be that way. That's one of the advantages of the early sunsets. We get to see something like that. It's going to be that way for quite a long time. And then Jupiter. Jupiter's been putting on a show. It's almost overhead right now. It's been putting on a show for a long time, and it's continuing to do so. We got a little bit new snow day before yesterday. The Duluth area reported about an inch of snow in our particular spot here. We got, I'd say, more like a half inch of snow, which isn't much, but it's enough to cover all the old tracks. Mm-hmm. So if you go out and take a look, you see all the news that came in. So I took a walk yesterday, and no less than 16 different kinds of critters, you know, all of them brand new tracks on this fresh snow. And of those 16, I think maybe I saw two of them. The rest of them were all the critters that I did not see. But thanks to their little messages there, I could figure out what was going on. This is not really that different. None of them were really a big surprise. I think the only one is I saw a lot more of a snowshoe hare tracks than I had been seeing earlier, but otherwise there wasn't really too much of a surprise. If we do get a snow, then we're going to get the same thing again. It's just a marvelous thing to get out there and take a look. And I am eager for some of these winter sports. And, you know, I'm envious that you have from cross-country skiing up in your area. In our area, it is quite limited, almost imagining a kind of skiing that's going on. But nevertheless, I'm sure we'll get there. I sure look forward to a beautiful January and a good year. So Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year, Larry.
Have a good one.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye. Larry joins us every Saturday morning, bless his heart, whether it's a holiday or not. And he is a twice-honored science teacher, biology teacher. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. And he writes a weekly phonology column for a local newspaper. He's got updates on two radio stations, and he writes for Minnesota Conservation Volunteer. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County, and he watches photographs and writes about the critters there. So 9:30 on Saturday mornings, if you like what he has to say and all the information, tune in right here, 9:30 on WTIP.